The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are continuing with our review of the Investigators in the Core set for new players. This time around, we are taking a look at Agnes Baker, the Waitress, the Mystic Investigator in the box. There are spoilers throughout if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. The Mystic Investigator in the revised core set is Agnes Baker, the Waitress. She has 5 willpower, 2 intellect, 2 combat, and 3 agility. She has the Sorcerer trait. As a response, after one or more horror is placed on Agnes Baker, you deal 1 damage to an enemy at your location limit once per phase, and that phase is very important. And her Elder Sign effect is +1 for each horror on Agnes Baker. She has 6 health and 8 sanity. That 5 willpower, man oh man, if you are dealing with treacheries from the encounter deck, 5 willpower makes it a lot easier. And as many players soon discover, the Mystic class, for the most part, there are exceptions to this, but for the most part, Mystics are all about doing everything with willpower, and having 5 willpower makes that a lot easier.
Agnes is a very interesting investigator. Just at the face value, you kind of look at her and you begin to question, like, well, what does she do exactly? And then you read a reaction ability and you're like, okay, so maybe I'm trying to take horror. Maybe there is some cards in the card pool that'll help me do that or help me facilitate, healing horror as well would be something I'd be looking to do as well, so that I could kind of infinitely use this ability rather than trying to, like, use it maybe once or twice. You know, I think that kind of sparks inspiration when you first look at Agnes, but I think once we get a little further into the review, I think Agnes is a very difficult investigator to evaluate with just the core set.
Well, you get forbidden knowledge, and that's kind of, the match made in heaven of the Arkham Horror core set, Agnes and forbidden knowledge.
Yeah, it's right up there with Daisy and Old Book of Lore.
Yeah, I think one of the things that new players need to understand about the Mystics is that with that 5 willpower, they're expected to do an awful lot. That 5 willpower has to do an awful lot of heavy lifting. And one of the issues that you can run into with Mystics is that because they rely on their willpower to do everything, you are often playing assets that leverage that willpower, and getting those assets on the table in a timely fashion is the biggest challenge that you will have. The Mystic card pool contains assets that will help you investigate, fight, and evade. The core set is a little light on the investigation part, which is a bit problematic for Agnes, but getting those assets down on the table quickly is probably the biggest issue you'll face. And in multiplayer, you've got a little bit more flexibility, or a little more time, I guess, because if you don't happen to draw those key assets right at the beginning, you can take the time to search for them. Unfortunately, if you are playing in solo, you often need to be able to fight and investigate from the get-go, and you only have so many resources and cards to work with, so getting down that fight and investigate at the right time can be sometimes tricky, and if you don't, the game can quickly spiral out of control, and you can end up taking an early loss just because you drew your investigate asset when you needed to fight, or vice versa.
That being said, I would like to caveat that a little bit, in that one thing that is often overlooked about Agnes is that she has 3 agility. Use that. You throw in a couple of manual dexterities, and she can actually evade pretty well.
She can. And her response is quite good for dealing with smaller enemies that, we talked a little bit about during the Daisy review about how do you deal with a swarm of rats. And Agnes Baker has that answer right on her card. She takes a horror, pings the rats, and away they go. And forbidden knowledge gives Agnes a very easy way to take a horror every turn. And it is important to note that her ability is limit once per phase. So if you can get creative and find ways to trigger her ability during other phases of the game, you can deal that damage during the Mythos phase, you can deal damage during the Investigation phase, as well as the Enemy phase. So if you can get creative, you can deal quite a bit of damage with Agnes, which helps, you know, if you've teamed up with Roland and you're facing enemies with odd health totals like 3 or 5, and Roland has his guns. Guns do 2 damage, and so why waste that ammo when Agnes can come in behind and take a horror and ping that enemy for damage and take it down without having to waste those precious ammo charges.
Exactly. The key thing to note there is that it's any enemy at your location, not just ones you're engaged with.
That's right. And start to delve into other scenarios where you encounter aloof enemies, which you cannot, which you need to take an action to engage. Probably the most notorious one being the Whippoorwills from the Dunwich Legacy campaign. Whippoorwills can be a real pain in the ass, and Agnes has a very easy way to deal with them with her ability. So Agnes's ability is quite strong, I think, and it really rewards being clever with it, and trying to trigger it outside of the Investigation phase can really make a big difference.
Yeah, and you don't always have to get tricky with it. You know, sometimes you're just going to draw an auto fail on a Rotting Remains or something like that, and there will be an enemy on you, and you'll just ping it for a damage or two, and then maybe you fail your tests, and then it hits you again in enemy phase, and it deals you a horror, and then you deal a damage that way too. So, like, sometimes the game just presents these situations to you organically, and you don't really have to do a lot of like combo-esque type things to get it to work. Mm-hmm. But it also has that potential where you can combo it with things like Forbidden Knowledge and Fearless to kind of get this extra damage, like pinging effect, consistently off, which is really nice.
If you really want to get the horror train going, I'd recommend adding in things like Holy Rosary and Arcane Initiate as ways to soak horror for you, so that way you have, even though she has 8 sanity, that can dry up really fast when you're proactively using it to defeat enemies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's important to note too that it's horror specifically placed on Agnes. You can't place it on an ally, you have to place it on Agnes in order to get that effect to trigger. So that's one thing to keep in mind when you are building a deck for Agnes, is that you don't have infinite sanity to just tank a Rotting Remains or something like that. So
yeah, that's the key, is that you may have that Arcane Initiate sitting on the table, but you can't dump the horror on it and then trigger Agnes's ability. Agnes has to be the one who's taking it, and yeah, you're right, that it's a good thing she has 8 sanity, because unlike Daisy, who will be hard pressed to blow through it, Agnes can certainly put a significant dent in it if you're forced to lean on her ability. Now, her Elder Sign effect is +1 for each horror on Agnes Baker, so she can potentially kill a test here and there pretty easily, but there is unlike Skids, she doesn't get any benefit besides the boost. So very swingy, hard to predict. She'll probably pass, and that's about it. Agnes has a deck size of 30. Her deck building options include Mystic cards level 0 to 5, Survivor cards level 0 to 2, and Neutral cards level 0 to 5. Her deck building requirements include the Heirloom of Hyperborea and Dark Memory, and one random basic weakness. Now, the Mystic cards in the core set I find to be a little bit hit or miss. The Mystic card pool really begins to grow develop as you gain more cards, but the Survivor cards in the core set are quite excellent, and really many an investigator that can reach into the Survivor card pool are better off for it.
Yeah, I do agree that the Survivor cards are very good, but I find that a lot of them actually sort of, they either contend with slots from the Mystic card pool, like Rabbit's Foot, where you generally probably want to play Holy Rosary over this card, or dig deep. Like, you're probably not going to have the resources for that card, mm-hmm. which would be good for Agnes if she had the ability to spend money on a card like that. But I don't really think the Survivor card pool gives her a lot. Like, you get Look What I Found, which is a good card to help her sort of compensate for the fact that she can't get clues. And you have Drawn to the Flame as well to snag clues here and there. And Lucky is obviously also a great card, but there really isn't a lot in the Survivor card pool for her.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Now that
I'm probably thinking, I still have Peter Sylvester on the brain, which is a Survivor card from the Dunwich Legacy, which is basically an auto-include once you get it in Agnes, because it's just, he's the perfect ally for her.
We lovingly call him Agnes's boyfriend. Yeah.
So if you're looking to make an immediate impact on your Agnes deck once you buy the revised core set, you can pick up the Dunwich Legacy, which fortunately is all the player cards will be released here in the new Dunwich Legacy Investigator expansion early in the new year. So you will be able to get all of the player cards, including Peter Sylvester, who is an amazing addition to any Agnes deck. I think you're right. Yeah, the Survivor cards don't really work all that well with Agnes. Yeah, I mean, we've talked a little bit about it. She's hard to... She's hard to pin down in what she's going to do, because it's hard for me as someone who's played a lot of Mystic to sort of divorce the Mystics that I am comfortable or familiar with playing with, who have access to the wider card pool, with a Mystic who has access to only the cards in the core set, which are quite a bit more limited.
I do think, though, that from the Survivor card pool of the core set in particular, I think there's an evasion angle there. Remember, Agnes has 3 athletics already, and then you can add on some evasion tools like Stray Cat or the very underrated Survival Instinct to help her evade. So that's a non-spell way for Agnes to deal with enemies. Also, Dig Deep. Dig Deep, what does it do? It lets her spend money to add to willpower and evasion tests. So I think that's an angle you can pursue with Agnes, is you rely on your spells to investigate and fight, and then you can also you can evade using her 3 evade and some of the Survivor card pool.
Yeah, I think you're sort of pigeonholed into that strategy given sort of the limited card pool of the core set. And some of the Mystic cards do kind of facilitate her ability with them dealing horror to you, like particularly Shriveling is a great case of that.
Yeah.
You know, you can deal 3 damage if you happen to draw a special token with that, which is really nice. Even looking at some of the upgraded cards in the Mystic card pool, there really isn't a lot. But thankfully, the revised core set does alleviate that quite a bit with giving you the arguably staple card of Rite of Seeking.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
Yeah. Rite of Seeking level 2 in particular is very strong, because it lets her investigate at a willpower of 7. Right out of the gate, and getting 2 clues per successful investigate test, that's a great place to be.
Yeah,
that's,
I think, with right Agnes, sort of, if you're picking up Agnes out of the box, the cards in the revised core set really sort of lend her, between her ability and Shriveling, really sort of lend herself to enemy management. She doesn't really have the tools out of the box to be an really contribute a lot to investigate. She does have cards like Drawn to the Flame, which could be helpful, but and Flashlight, but she's only got 2 intellect, so she's unless you're at very low shroud locations, she's not going to be able to contribute as much. But once you are able to earn a few experience points and pick up Rite of Seeking, Agnes has a lot more options where she can say, okay, we need somebody who can get clues. Well, Agnes can help with that. We need somebody who can help to defeat enemies. Agnes can deal with that as well. So right out of the box, you really sort of need to lean into the enemy management side of her. And then once you gain some experience points, she becomes a little more toolboxy and able to contribute to investigation as well.
It's true. Unlike most investigators, Agnes doesn't really need her hand slots. So I think between 2 copies of Rite of Seeking level 2 and 2 copies of Flashlight, she can make a solid contribution to clue finding with just those 4 cards alone, I think.
Agnes's signature asset is Heirloom of Hyperborea, Artifact from Another Life. It is a 3-cost asset that has a willpower skill icon, a combat skill icon, and a wild skill icon. item and relic trait Agnes Baker deck only. As a response, after you play a spell card, draw a card, and it takes up an accessory slot. Now, a lot of players who are familiar with customizable card games know that card draw is amazing. And so you would think that pretty much any card that draws you cards is going to be good. Unfortunately, there are some problems with the heirloom that sort of knock it down a few pegs. One being the cost, and two being you get to draw a card when you play a spell card, but unfortunately the revised core set starter deck does not contain that many spells. So your opportunity to draw cards with this card is going to be very limited.
Yeah, I think you have 4 spells in the deck?
Yeah, there are 4 spells total.
4 out of 33 cards, it's not a lot. And it relies on you not playing them before you play the heirloom to begin with.
That's,
so
that's the key problem there, is you have to get the heirloom, which is only you only have one copy of it in your deck, before you play your key spells. And that's a bad place to be.
Yeah. I will say that the heirloom gets much better once you have a full card pool, and there's a lot more events that you can play, and you can sort of reliably play them over and over again. Then it becomes a lot better, but just looking at it from the perspective of I've just picked up the core box and this is all I have, you're just going to use this as a skill card, I think, 99% of the time.
Yeah, it's also worth mentioning that because it takes up that accessory slot, it competes with Holy Rosary, which is your key source of soak in Agnes to soak up that little bit of extra horror that she can't take herself. And so given the choice between playing Holy Rosary, which will give you 2 sanity to play with and boost Agnes's willpower to 6, which is awesome, or this, the Holy Rosary, I think, is going to win pretty much every time. Now, the revised core set does include Relic Hunter, which was originally released in the Essex County Express Mythos pack, which allows you to have 2 accessories out on the table at the same time. So that alleviates the accessory pressure a little bit. But again, the bigger problem is that not only are there very few cards with the spell trait in the revised core set, but you need to get the heirloom down first. And as Matastrophic said, 1 copy. And Mystics aren't particularly known for drawing cards. They have received a few more options over the years, but in the revised core, you're basically restricted to Arcane Initiate, and its level of draw is very specific. So to spell cards. So it's going to be hard to find this thing most of the time.
Yeah, not only if you wanted card draw, Agnes has access to Rabbit's Foot, which is a 1-cost accessory that after you fail a skill test, you get to draw a card. Pretty easy for her to like fail an investigate check or something like that and draw a card that way, which is arguably the same amount of action tax versus playing a spell or something like that. So yeah, I find it really hard to find a purpose to actually play the heirloom with just a core. Just a core box. So
yeah, there might be a really big brain combo involving scavenging to use it for committing icons over and over, but that is really niche with just the core box.
Yeah,
especially because Agnes has a hard time investigating, so she can't even trigger it. So
if you fancy playing the heirloom, you might want to think twice about that. Save your resources and commit it to a skill test that you really need to pass. Obviously, willpower is Agnes's bread and butter. Kind of odd that it has I wish this had an agility icon rather than the combat skill icon. Agility would have been a lot more useful to Agnes than combat, which she has 2 combat, so this can boost her up to 4. So she can kill a rats with this, probably, but it would have been better if it had agility on there so she can actually evade an enemy if she gets cornered.
Yeah, I guess you could use it to hang on to it until Roland or Skids needs to make a very important combat check, and then you can help him out.
Agnes's signature weakness is a Dark Memory. It is a 2-cost event that has the spell trait. You place 1 doom on the current agenda. This effect can cause the current agenda to advance. And as a forced effect, if Dark Memory is in your hand at the end of your turn, reveal it to take 2 horror. Nice new art here for Dark Memory. They did upgrade the art in some of the on some of the cars, and this is one of them. Placing a Doom on an agenda, Ancient Evils is one of the very common cards you'll encounter in the encounter deck, and adding a Doom speeds up the game. Agnes does have 8 sanity, so she can soak this if necessary. The trick here is you've got to basically spend the 2 resources and play Dark Memory to get it out of your hand, or you take the, or you're going to take that horror every turn.
Not only will you take horror, but then it reduces your overall effectiveness as Agnes, because then you have less horror to be able to ping enemies with. So
Dark Memory is nasty.
Handle on both ends. Yeah, it's a pretty nasty weakness, you know. I don't like drawing Ancient Evils, and I certainly do not like paying to play Ancient Evils.
Oh, but you forgot, Nate. It's a spell. It can trigger your Heirloom of Hyperborea.
Oh, that's true. You have 5 spells in the core deck. Okay.
And you can use it to trigger Agnes's ability if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't build your deck around that.
No.
Yeah. No, Dark Memory is nasty. Like, I think it's the nastiest weakness in the core set, to be honest. Like, because you can cause the agenda to advance.
Yeah, I think I'm inclined to agree with you.
Yeah, if it was just adding 1 Doom, that would be another thing. Because 1 mm-hmm. Doom, that's fine. You can deal with it. But advancing the agenda, that's a bigger issue. And it costs 2 resources and an action to get rid of this thing, which, like we said, these cards tend to tax your actions, and this one taxes both your actions and your resources. So, and Mystics, much like Guardians, are a little short in the resource generation game. So, and have a lot of very expensive assets to play. So, 2 resources is not an insignificant cost for her. Agnes's starter deck has 17 assets. In addition to the heirloom, we have Forbidden Knowledge, which works very well with Agnes's special ability, Holy Rosary for soak, Shriveling in order to attack enemies, Scrying, Arcane Studies, Arcane Initiate, Leather Coat, Scavenging, Baseball Bat, Rabbit's Foot, Stray Cat, Dig Deep, 2 Knives and 2 Flashlights. The events package includes Drawn to the Flame, Ward of Protection, Blinding Light, Cunning Distraction, Liquid Eye Found, Lucky, and 2 copies of Emergency Cash. For skills, we've got Fearless, Survival Instinct, Perception, 2 copies of Perception, 2 copies of Unexpected Courage, Dark Memory, and her weakness is Haunted, which will reduce all of her skill values by 1 as long as it's in play. What do you think of this deck?
This deck is the most disorganized of the decks that we've looked at so far. There's a lot of opposite things going on here. You know, you have Failing Mechanic in the Survivor card pool with things like Rabbit's Foot and Look What I Found. But then you've also have all the Mystic cards that she probably actually wants to play. You know, cards like Shriveling, cards like Forbidden Knowledge, Drawn to the Flame, which are good cards for her. But then there's also just a lot of uninteresting stuff in general. It's not that it may not be bad, but a lot of it's just not very useful in Agnes. And the other thing I'll say about her card pool with regards to just the core set is that apart from the additions that they made with Rite of Seeking, there aren't really a lot of interesting upgrade options either, which is disappointing. Like, you have options like Grotesque Statue and Blinding Light level 2 and Mind Wipe, which is a pretty complex card to include in a core set. And the Survivor card pool also doesn't really offer a lot to Agnes. You know, we have Aquina, which I know, Man from Lane, you're a huge fan of that 5-cost ally. And there's Close Call level 2, which you might consider depending on how things go in your campaign, but you know, I think apart from that, Agnes, I think, suffers from just a lack of options more so than the other investigators we've discussed so far.
And I think some of the advice you applied to Daisy also applies here, is that she seems like a lot of her starter deck tries to overcompensate for her weaknesses, like that weakness being her lack of combat. I think does it, it goes a little too hard. Personally, if I were playing Agnes, I'd chuck out those knives, chuck out the baseball bat, and just go harder on what she's good at, namely things like shriveling and maybe some evasion. Her starter deck is kind of all over the place. Upgrading those single copies into two copies of like the good stuff that you want to do is probably a good way to go. That, and I also think give her manual dexterities. Telling you, evasion Agnes.
Well, if you can take the manual dexterities out of Roland and put them in Agnes, and you'll already be you'll be doing better. When I look at her deck, and it's hard as someone who has played a lot of Mystic over the years to know how dynamic and exciting the Mystic card pool becomes once you have picked up a few of the expansions. This is really a bit of a mess. While it does have a very powerful ally in Arcane Initiate, which really just gets better and has gotten better and better as the card pool has expanded and more spells have become available, I find that I lean on the Initiate even harder than I used to. But cards like Baseball Bat, Agnes isn't going to play that. Scavenging, she can't really investigate naturally, so that's not going to happen. Knife doesn't do her any favors. She's not going to be using that. Flashlight is okay if she's at low shroud locations and you can reduce the shroud value to zero, then you're going to automatically succeed as long as you don't draw an auto fail. So that's okay. But I mean, Blinding Light, I remember playing it once way back when I was playing Agnes during the core set, and I don't think I've ever touched it since, because the cost of drawing one of the special tokens from the bag, I believe you lose an action, which is awful. Cunning Distraction costs 5 resources, which is a lot for a Mystic to pull out. So yeah, there is a lot of stuff in this deck that you could remove in favor of another Holy Rosary, another Shriveling, another copy of Arcane Initiate, another copy of Drawn to the Flame. Remove some of those cards and add in the other stuff. You'll be much better off.
I agree wholeheartedly. She needs to focus, and her starter deck is not very focused. So double down on what she's good at or what you want to do with her.
That's going to do it for our look at Agnes Baker, the Waitress. Final thoughts?
Agnes is, I think, the investigator. You really have to work the hardest to get to function the way you want to. While Skids is difficult to play and maneuver in the game, I think Agnes is fairly straightforward once you have a good deck built for her. But it's that process of building a good deck that can combat the things you need her to do that's going to be the biggest struggle with just having a core set. I mean, that being said, once you have a couple more expansions under your belt, Agnes becomes a lot more exciting to build decks for.
I agree. Yeah, if you can pump her agility, yeah, I seem to be advertising that every chance I can. Agility Agnes.
Track Shoes Agnes is definitely yep. a real...
Track Shoes. Peter Sylvester, Track thing. Shoes. Yeah. Yeah, I think... Once you get some extra sets, yeah, you're good.
That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter @manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your elder sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.